peraan, may peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Ako si Christina Lazo at ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Sandy, hindi niya tunay na pangalan, 28 years old mula sa Brisbane na hirap makakuha ng mauupahan. Pakinggan muna natin ang kwento ni Sandy. Kamusta kayo? Ako si Sandy mula sa Brisbane. Isa po akong nurse na gusto nang lumipat sa isang apartment na mas malapit sa trabaho. Halos 2 taon akong naka-share house. Pero dahil nakapag-ipon dahil sa full-time work, kampante na ako na kaya ko mag-solo sa upa. Sa totoo lang po, hindi madaling makahanap ng malilipatan. 6 beses na akong na-reject o ayaw piliin sa mga pinag-applyan kong apartment. Lahat ng impormasyon na hinihingi ng rental agency ay binibigay ko naman. Nakakapagod na po. Ang aking may peraan question ay kung kailangan ko na po bang magbayad o maglambing sa isang real estate agent para mapabilis ang pag-aproba. Yan ang katanungan ni Sandy para sa may peraan. At para magsilbing gabay niya, makakasama natin muli ang finance expert na si Ms. Michelle Baltazar. Hi, Ms. Michelle!
Hi! How are you?
All good! At ito na nga, first time ni Sandy na mag-rent ng property. Solo flight kasi wala nang ka-share house. Common practice ba na 6 times talaga ma-reject sa ina-applyan na apartment?
You know, this is the first time na narinig ko to, 6 times na na-reject. It's very unusual. So I have to say, baka meron tayong information na hindi natin alam about this. But I can give you a few tips and a guide kung bakit kaya siya na-reject and potentially para siya ma-approve. First of all, congratulations Sandy na nakapag-ipon ka. Pero very unusual na na-reject ka for 6 times.
Uh-oh.
Ang naiisip ko dyan, and I have a investment property in Brisbane. Ang alam ko, una kong requirement, meron silang steady job. Mm-hmm. Pangalawa, gusto ko ng referral letter or recommendation kung saan sila before. At saka pangatlo, and this is not something that I think everyone does, but for some reason, my real estate agent was able to tell me na may savings yung aking mga tenant. So si Sandy ay nurse. Ang aking tenant is actually a cleaner. So, and I was happy with the annual income and I approved na sila ang lumipat sa bahay. So one thing is maybe there's been a high risk with solo renters because of what's happening. This one is just my suspicion. So I'm really sorry about this. If I just want you to take this with a grain of salt. But because of COVID-19, there's a little bit of hesitation with approving healthcare professionals moving into apartment blocks. And I think it's for obvious reasons now people are a little bit wary. And, you know, that's a shame because nurses are helping us get through the pandemic. Thirdly, I don't know what Sandy's residential status is, if she must be, if she's a permanent resident or she's a citizen or she's going through a different visa status, that could also impact.
Okay. Diba, parang isipin mo, kampante ka because, they're in demand and so hindi sila mawawala ng trabaho. So hindi pala enough po yun.
No. And no. Brisbane is also one of the hottest cities to live in Australia right now. Bakit kamo? Dahil nga sa COVID, they've been in a better position than New South Wales, you know, Sydney and Victoria in Melbourne. What does that mean? There is more demand for apartments there than otherwise. So yun na naman yung supply and demand. She's getting caught out na para sa specific apartment na gusto niya, merong ibang nakikipagkumpetensya. And she's probably competing with a young couple na double income. So single income versus double income.
Ah, okay. Nakakatuwa kasi ang kausap natin ngayon, isa ding landlord, di ba? Nakakatuwa yung insights ninyo. It's really good. Kasi now, hindi niya naman alam kung sino yung mga kalaban niya. Pero sabi niyo nga, kung do what come, I mean, medyo malayo ang kailangan niyang patunayan, di ba? Just to, yes, kahit paano umabot doon sa dual income levels, no? Nag-a-apply din. So, ma'am, now, given everything na yung mga sinabi niyong yung suspicions niyo, ano-ano po kaya yung pwede niyang gawin para kahit paano medyo ma-level up naman ang kanyang application? Because we really want to empower her also, di ba? And I'm sure, yes, nakakapagod yan eh. You know, you really have to move na, pero wala ka pa rin, walang gustong tumanggap sa'yo.
So, ideally for me as a landlord, gusto ko talaga yung security ng rent. So, I will go for the double income rather than the single income. I prefer female tenants kasi feeling ko mas malinis sila sa bahay, ganon. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, so a cover letter is not going to make a difference. It would make a difference to me kasi Filipina siya. I will go, yes, I will give it to you because you're Filipina. But obviously, we don't know who the landlord is in this situation. So, ang tip ko is, number one, kung halimbawa gusto niyang malapit siya sa ospital, she needs to change her expectations kung saan siya titira muna, which is commensurate with kung saan there is more supply than demand of apartments. For example, sabihin na natin na gusto niya 10 kilometers away from the hospital siya, she might need to adjust her expectations na anywhere between 20 and 30 kilometers away from the hospital. Obviously, less ang demand kasi mas malayo nga. Secondly, wag mong lambingin yung real estate agent, ha? Hindi natin
kailangan. Oh, ganun? Hindi kailangan? No. Why? Why? Sige po, go ahead.
Wala kasi magkakaroon ka ng utang na loob sa real estate agent. Ayaw ko niyan. Hindi, okay. Kasi it actually, the real estate agent works on behalf of the landlord, not the tenant. That's the reality of it. Even if they are obviously trying to seek a tenant, the service is for the landlord. The only way I would take a single income than a double income is if sabihin ng single income, I'm really interested in living here, so I will give you an extra $20 per week the first 3 months to show you that I'm a good tenant, and I will also sign to a 12-month lease. For example, kasi sa Brisbane ngayon, merong 6-month lease, merong 9-month, merong 12-month. And I would rather take someone who would take 12 months kasi sometimes ayaw na ng mga tao ng 12 months, gusto nilang lumipat-lipat. So that would be one thing I would say to the real estate agent. Kung down to the last 2 tenants na lang, I'm willing to offer an extra $10 per week. At saka, I will sign a 12-month lease.
Ayun. I think mukhang ito yata ang solution na kailangan niyang gawin. Kumbaga, agree to a 12-month lease kung siya yung pipiliin. She can offer that information. Okay po ba yun?
Honestly, yung real estate agent, gusto lang nilang ma-sign na yung deal kaagad-agad. So if you save them time, just to say, I want to do the inspection. So, of course, you inspect the flat first, na make sure everything is okay. And then, if you really like it, you just say, I'm willing to provide an extra $10 on top of this. So, uunahan mo na sila. And then, that just makes it easy for us as landlords to make that decision.
Ang galing. So yan po ha. And again, huling paalala na lang po sa katulad ni Sandy na hirap pa rin ma-aprubahan sa rental property.
You also should look at Facebook groups kasi meron ding mga Filipinos in Brisbane sa Queensland na meron silang mga parental. Tapos, you know, obviously you want to make sure na it's through the real estate agent para meron kayong kontrata. Never sign up to renting without an agreement. Kahit na kapwa Pilipino mo, everything needs to be above board. Pero those community groups are really powerful. I see a lot of for rents na nagpa-pop up doon. And because you're both Filipino, you're more likely to get the lease as well.
Mm-hmm. Ang galing. So again, maraming salamat sa ating tampok na eksperto. Thank you again, Ms. Michelle Baltazar.
Walang anuman. Happy to help. Good luck, Sandy.
Thank you. At sa uulitin po, at kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Muli, ako si Christina Lazo para sa SBS Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan! May peraan!